is Ray McDonald. I've got all the hits for you right after this news break on VOA 1.
I'm David Byrd reporting. At least two people were killed in clashes between supporters of ousted South Korean President Park Geun-hye and police. Tens of thousands of South Koreans occupied a square in front of an old palace gate in Seoul to celebrate the ousting of President Park hours after the Constitutional Court had removed her from office over a corruption scandal. The crowd cheered to speeches and swayed to music Friday night, while angry supporters of Park continued to scuffle with police in streets near the court. Two people died and dozens were injured in the clashes. South Korean lawmakers voted to impeach Park in December following allegations that she colluded with a longtime confidant to accept money from companies and allowed the friend to secretly manipulate state affairs. The United Nations Refugee Agency said on Friday that tens of thousands of people have been displaced amid the latest escalation of fighting along Yemen's western coastline and central areas. UNHCR spokesman William Spindler told the media during a news conference in Geneva that more than 62,000 people fled their homes within the last 6 weeks and are struggling to cope in abysmal conditions.
Most of those displaced are in dire need of assistance and have found shelter in communal and public spaces, including schools and health facilities, whilst others are living in unfinished buildings or even out in the open.
Yemen has been in the grip of a civil war since 2014 when Shiite Houthi rebels and their allies swept down from the country's north and captured the capital Sana'a. A Saudi-led coalition has waged a blistering air campaign since March of 2015 seeking to dislodge them. This is VOA News. European leaders at a meeting Friday were divided over the idea of accepting a multi-speed Europe, threatening to deepen tensions at a Brussels summit later this month. At the meeting, Poland was the most vocal in its efforts to quash the concept. The idea allows some member states to go faster or slower with European integration than others on certain policies and topics. EU Council President Donald Tusk said the main objective should be maintaining unity.
We also expressed our full commitment to support EU-oriented reforms and projects. I hope this positive signal from the EU will be heard in the region.
France, Germany, and Italy back the multi-speed Europe concept, but Poland and its former communist neighbors fear being left behind if stronger partners integrate in more areas, especially the Eurozone. The White House says that President Donald Trump was not aware that his former National Security Advisor Michael Flynn had worked to further the interests of the Turkish government before he was appointed. White House spokesman Sean Spicer said Friday that Flynn was responsible to file forms that told the Trump transition team he was working as an agent of a foreign government.
The president has high standards for everyone that works in this administration. So the answer to your question is, if somebody does something that is not in keeping with the president's standards that he set for every single person in the administration, they will be let go.
This week, Flynn and his firm filed paperwork with the Justice Department formally identifying him as a foreign agent and acknowledging that his work for a company owned by a Turkish businessman could have aided Turkey's government. Trump fired Flynn last month for misleading Vice President Mike Pence and other administration officials about his contacts with Russia's ambassador to the United States. President Trump met Friday morning with the House of Representatives members whose committees are aiding the drive to repeal and replace the Affordable Care Act. The president reiterated at the White House meeting that action is needed now to save consumers from what he called the coming Obamacare disaster. However, opposition to the replacement plan is intensifying among influential lawmakers who believe it is too similar to former President Obama's plan. On Wall Street, stocks ended the day higher with all three major indices up thanks to a positive jobs report. The Labor Department said the U.S. economy added 235,000 jobs in February, while the unemployment rate fell 0.1% to 4.7%. The Dow, the S&P, and the Nasdaq all rose on the news. European markets were mixed. Asian markets closed higher. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.